As he arrives in Jordan, he'll be hoping that his call for religious bridge building will soothe tensions in the Middle East. But it's his comments about the radicalisation of British people that's dominating debate at home. In a broadcast interview, Prince Charles said, "The extent which this is happening is the alarming part, and particularly in a country like ours where, you know, the values we hold dear. You'd think that the people who have come here, born here, go to school here, would abide by those values and outlooks. But the frightening part is that people can be so radicalised, either through contact with somebody else or through the internet."
This is a message to the brothers who stayed behind.
Sleekly produced propaganda like this is just a few mouse clicks away. Prince is concerned that some young people could be drawn in by a false sense of excitement and adventure. With as many as 2,000 British Muslims fighting alongside IS in Iraq and Syria, community leaders say the Prince is right to speak out.
Prince Charles, don't forget, has a long-standing track record of engaging with the Muslim community in a very constructive way. I think he makes sense when he speaks about finding a way to engage with people, and engaging means involving in dialogue, open-hearted dialogue, without demonizing or stigmatizing a whole community.
Not shy to share his views on political controversy when he wants to, his comments on poaching, fox hunting and the environment have led some to brand him the crusading prince.
I think what is very clear here is that Charles is providing what he sees as solutions. He is speaking directly, not just to the people here, but to the politicians. He's saying to the government, to the future government, it's time to take action, and this is what to do.
But in a constitutional monarchy, at home and overseas, Prince Charles will have to strike the balance between politics and neutrality. Sean Dilley, Sky News.